Good morning and welcome again to the broadcast, and thank you for tuning in. It's good to have you listening today, and we appreciate so much your joining us. We hope that you have your Bible ready. We're going to be looking today at Luke chapter 6, beginning in verse 24. Luke 6, verse 24. And here's the game plan for today. We want to read, first of all, verses 24 through 26. And then we're going to back up a little bit and contrast what we see in these verses with what we've been studying earlier this week. And then we want to apply these teachings and try to explain as best we can what he's saying in these verses that we're going to begin with. So let's get started here by reading, beginning in Luke chapter 6, verse 24. Jesus said, "But woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe unto you that are full, for you shall hunger. Woe unto you that laugh now, for you shall mourn and weep. Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Now you have two words that are quite different in meaning. You have two words that are contrasted with each other here in this section. Back in verse 20 through 22, you have the word blessed. And then in verses 24 through 26, you find the word woe. Well, a woe is just the opposite of a blessing. And what we find here is that Jesus is contrasting these things that we've just read. Now go back with me to verse 20. Here Jesus said, "Blessed be ye poor." Now look down at verse 24. What is the opposite? He says, "But woe unto you that are rich." Now go back again to verse 21. And he says, "Blessed are ye that hunger." Now look down again at verse 25. He says, "Woe unto you that are full." Go back again to verse 21, and he says, "Blessed are ye that weep." And look down again at verse 25, "Woe unto you that laugh now." And then look at verse 22. He says, "Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company, and shall reproach you, and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake." So in other words, if you are persecuted, and people talk bad about you because you are a Christian, you are blessed. But look at verse 26. Here's the contrast now. Notice it. "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets." Now let's look at verses 24 through 26. We've already spent time this week looking at verses 20 through verse 23. So let's look today at what the Bible says here in verses 24 through 26, where Jesus is pronouncing these woes upon these individuals. First of all, in verse 24, he said, "Woe unto you that are rich." Now that's the opposite of verse 20. And in verse 20, we saw that the poor that he's talking about there are especially people who are poor in spirit. People that are humble and not haughty and arrogant. Well, what would be the opposite of a humble person? Well, that would be a prideful person. It would be a person who is so rich in his own eyes, rich in his spirit, that he is haughty. He's independent. He's self-righteous and self-satisfied. He's not humble. And that's the kind of person that he mentions here in verse 24. It's not necessarily a person who is rich as far as money is concerned. It's a person who, in his own eyes, has all that he thinks he needs. And as a result, he doesn't think that he needs anything else. So the Bible shows that the person that he's describing here in verse 24, this rich person in his spirit, is so independent and he is so self-confident in his opinions and his thinking that he does not listen to the Bible. He does not listen to God. And he says, "You have received your consolation." There's some comfort into having that kind of spirit and that kind of attitude, but it's not going to last long, and that kind of comfort is only going to be experienced in this lifetime. Now look at verse 25. He says, "Woe unto you that are full." Now again, that's the opposite of verse 21. "Blessed are you that hunger." And we said that the hungering there in verse 21 refers to hungering after God's will, hungering after righteousness, wanting and really desiring to do the word of God. Well, what would a full person be then? A full person would be the individual who is satisfied with his own spiritual condition. He doesn't have any hunger. He doesn't have any desire for spiritual things. He doesn't have any desire for anything more than what he already knows. He thinks he's already there. He thinks he already knows enough, and he already has the answers, and he's already doing what he needs to do. And so, in a sense, you could say that he's full of himself, but he's especially full in the sense of being full in his own eyes. He doesn't think he needs anything more. He doesn't think he needs any kind of correction. He doesn't think that he needs to change any. He's satisfied with his own opinions and his own theology, and so he doesn't really listen to God's word, and he doesn't desire to know more of it. He's already arrived in his own eyes. Well, the Bible says that that full person will hunger. In other words, there's coming a day in which he will want to know more of God's word. He will desire to learn more of God's will, but oftentimes it's too late. Then he talks about those who laugh now. And he says, "In the end, you shall mourn and weep." Now again, that's the opposite of the people in verse 21 when he says, "Blessed are ye that weep now." These are people. I'm talking about those down in verse 25 when he says, "Woe unto you that laugh now." These are people who are not sorry when they should be. They laugh when they should be sad for their sins. They ought to be sad for the problems of other people. In other words, they laugh and try to enjoy life all the time, and they never get serious about it. And they're certainly never saddened over the things that they ought to be sorrowful about. God expects us to enjoy life to some extent. God wants us to enjoy life, but He doesn't want us to laugh all the time. The book of Ecclesiastes says in chapter 3, there's a time to weep and a time to laugh. But some people just want to have fun all the time. Now that's what he's talking basically about here in Luke chapter 6, verse 25. And Jesus pronounces a woe upon these individuals. And in the last part of this section, here's what we find. He says, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you." Well, that's the opposite of what we find back in verse 22, where he talks about people hating you and people separating you from their company and people saying all kinds of evil things about you because you follow Jesus and you obey his word. Now, down in verse 26, he's talking about people who do just the opposite. He's talking about people who disobey the word of God, who ignore the word of God, and who try to please everybody. They try to go along with the world. And so the world speaks well of them. People talk about them in good ways all the time, and they're not criticized like good Christian people are. Have you ever heard anybody say something like this? Now think with me here, folks. Have you ever heard anybody say something like this? "Well, everybody loves him. He gets along with everybody. Everybody just thinks the world of him. And I've never heard anybody say one bad thing about him." Now, a lot of people look at that as a compliment. Many people think of that in a good way. But what does our Lord Jesus Christ say about that individual? Jesus said, "When all men speak well of you, there's something wrong." Mark it down, folks. When everybody thinks the world of and never has any cross word to say about an individual, there's something wrong with that individual's spiritual condition. If you're living right, if you're living like Jesus, if you're following the word of God, people are going to talk bad about you. So you see, the way that people look at this subject is different from the way that God describes it. For instance, today, in the eyes of most people, if somebody or if a church is criticized, regardless of what the criticism is, there are people who are weak enough to think that just because somebody's being criticized and just because a church is being criticized, then there must be something wrong with that church. Now, it could be, folks, according to what Jesus is saying here, it could be that that is actually a compliment to that Christian or to that congregation. Because our Lord Jesus Christ was certainly criticized. John the Baptist was criticized. The church of our Lord was criticized and called a sect, kind of a cult, in the first century. As a matter of fact, in Acts 28, verse 22, the Bible says that everywhere people were talking against the church. Well, does that mean the church was wrong just because somebody said something against it? Folks, oftentimes you have to consider the source. Oftentimes you need to look at what the criticism is. And every time you need to remember the Bible. Because if the church or if the person is being criticized because they're following the Bible, then that's actually a compliment, not a condemnation of them. And on the other hand, many people today think that if an individual is never criticized, if everybody loves this individual, if everybody thinks the world of this person, and that you never hear any kind of bad thing said about this individual, well, Jesus said that is not a compliment. That's not a good thing. Now, I suppose it's somewhat natural and it's somewhat normal for us as human beings not to want to be criticized and to want people to like us and to accept us and to love us. But if you're a child of God, you're not going to have everybody to like you. As a matter of fact, you're going to have some people that hate you. You're not going to have everybody to speak well of you. Some people are going to speak bad about you. You're not going to have everybody telling the truth about you. Sometimes you're going to have people lying about you because you follow Jesus Christ. And notice what he says here. A person that everybody thinks the world of, a person that you never hear any criticism of, is in bad company. He says in Luke chapter 6, verse 26, "For so did their fathers to the false prophets." What happened back in the Old Testament? What was the difference between a true prophet of God and the false prophets? Everybody liked the false prophets. They didn't criticize them because the false prophets told them what they wanted to hear. They tickled their ears. They didn't step on their toes. That is exactly why the true prophets of God were criticized and sometimes hated, because they told the truth. And there were many people that didn't like that. And as a result, those true prophets of God were persecuted. Now, here's the question. Which camp, which group, which company do you want to be in? Do you want to be in the group of the false prophets or in the company of the true prophets of God? Well, if you want to be in the right group, then you're going to be evil spoken of and persecuted. And if you want everybody to accept you, then you'll be in the wrong group, that is the false prophets. Remember these words, "Woe unto you when all men shall speak well of you," Luke 6, verse 26. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful rest of the day.